Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our very special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Dr. Everett Piper. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Not a Daycare. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, Dr. Piper.
Oh, I'm honored to join you all. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Well, you have been a very strong voice as president of a very well-known university, really been standing out there, especially when other schools are providing so-called safe spaces. And you, as president of the Oklahoma Wesleyan University and now author of this book, have a message to say not only for our young generation, but for all of us about what's happening with the young generation. Tell us about your book and why you decided to write it.
Well, I decided to write Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. Because, frankly, the ideological fascism that's prevailing on our college campuses is antithetical to the academic freedom and intellectual freedom that the classical biblical worldview brought to the liberal arts academy. I mean, stop and think about it, Matt and Holly. What we have today is we have a bunch of 18 and 21-year-olds raising their fists with angry red faces in the college green and across campuses across the nation, and they're shouting, you must agree with us, you must comply, you must submit, and if you don't think like we think, if you don't agree with us, we will silence you, we will sequester you, you are verboten, we will expel you. This is the opposite of the academic freedom that a biblical worldview brings to the table. It's ideological fascism, it isn't intellectual freedom, and I'm speaking out against it and saying, we must honor the words of Jesus, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Without pursuing that truth in the academy, you're never going to have any open and robust debate of ideas. It'll always be silenced by power.
Well, in 2016, I remember when the so-called safe places were being discussed on these elite, if you will, university campuses, where students were being coddled, they were demanding certain things, they were fearful, they were saying. You came out with a message that was very powerful, and you said that this university and universities are not a daycare, and that's the title of your book. You know, there is this myth out there that there's this free and robust open debate on these secular college campuses, but really the debate and the opportunity for free thinking is on Christian campuses like yours, Oklahoma Wesleyan University, because we're not afraid of the truth. The truth will triumph. And that's one of the issues behind your book. How do we teach this new generation the issues of the day, give them a proper worldview, and address the matters that we're seeing happening in our society?
I go back to the words of G.K. Chesterton. He told us that when you get rid of big laws, you don't get liberty, but rather thousands and thousands of little laws that rush in and fill the vacuum. And don't we see that today? Our culture, our campuses, our colleges, the ivory tower, and even in the halls of Washington, D.C., we can't honor 10 simple laws any longer. And Jesus narrowed it down to 2. And therefore, what do we see? We see reams and reams of little laws, man-made little laws, man-made restrictions rushing in to fill this vacuum. And therefore, at the end of the day, we're not free. We're just more and more controlled by those elites who think they can tell us what to do. Jesus told us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And without that boundary, that fence of freedom, if you will, it gets more and more constricted, more and more confined. At Oklahoma Wesleyan University, for example, we have 4 corner posts to the fence, if you will. The primacy of Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Son of God. The priority of Scripture, Scripture is the Word of God. The pursuit of truth. Truth is given by God. It isn't made up by you or me. And then the practice of wisdom, of holiness, of sanctification, of cultural engagement, because that's demanded by God. It isn't optional. Within that fence, you have academic freedom and intellectual liberty. If you tear down that fence, you don't get freedom, you get anarchy first, and anarchy is always corrected by tyranny. And that's what you see going on within the academy and on the campus today.
You know, Dr. Piper, we so appreciate your stand, you know, for the gospel within the Christian University. Why do you see even Christian universities caving in to our culture and moving away from the gospel and saying, oh, we have to embrace, you know, our feelings and things like that? Why do you see that happening?
Because unfortunately, and I cover this in the book, Not a Daycare, I covered in the book that the fall of the Christian Academy is perhaps more dangerous than the fall of the secular academy. Mm. And it's pervasive. Many, many Christian universities do not believe in the inerrancy of Scripture any longer. They don't teach it. They don't preach it. They don't hire faculty or presidents who even espouse it. I tell parents when they come to me and they say, how do I choose a university? I say this, ask two questions. Pull the president aside and ask him this question. What's your view of Scripture and what's your view of truth? What's your view of Scripture and what's your view of truth? If Scripture is inerrant, infallible, authoritative word of God, good answer. If truth is an objective revelation of God, good answer. If he doesn't tell you that, don't spend your money to send your kid to that institution because they don't believe it and they won't teach it.
Well, you know, so many parents out there want to do the best thing for their sons and daughters and they send them away to some of these secular institutions, but some of them send them away to, you know, so-called Christian institutions that may be Christian, but they have lost their foundation over the years, and sometimes that can even be worse. So I encourage parents that are listening, students that are choosing their careers, to seek out universities like Oklahoma Wesleyan University that does stand on the truth, that will give you that foundation, because it's so critical. So many times we see young people going from high school to college, and they disconnect with their faith because, number one, they're not grounded, and number two, they get to colleges and universities, and their worldview and their faith and the belief in the Bible and their assurance in objective truth is undermined. And I know you have been very strong on this issue, one of the most outspoken presidents in the entire country of a Christian university. So I really thank you for your help here to bring this to light. How can concerned Americans, what can parents and other people do to defend our country against the current hostile takeover of higher education?
Recognize what Richard Weaver told us in 1948 in his seminal book titled Ideas Have Consequences. Recognize the point of the book. Ideas have consequences. Ideas matter. They always lead somewhere. Good ideas lead to good culture, good government, good community, good church, and good kids. And bad ideas lead to the opposite. If we don't recognize the power of ideas, and if we keep sending our kids off to these bastions of ideological fascism, we shouldn't be surprised when they come home at Thanksgiving break not believing in what we've taught them. You can't raise up your child in the way he should go for 18 years and then turn him over to an institution, Christian or otherwise, that's going to take pride in tearing down those things you've taught. Ideas have consequences. And I don't give degrees in opinions at Oklahoma Wesleyan University.
Oh, that's a great statement right there. Yeah.
I don't care what your opinion is. I teach you what's true. You don't get a diploma in opinions. Opinions always lead to bondage and slavery. Truth sets you free.
That's awesome.
And before you even select your university, which is a very critical issue to consider, select your church, too, because certainly as you're dealing with so many young people, many of them coming from Christian backgrounds, obviously, in churches. What do you see happening in terms of the education, the training, the biblical worldview that you are seeing happen with these young people before they even get to you in the churches and in the homes?
I'm probably going to make some people mad by saying this, Matt, but so be it. The churches are doing a terrible job. I get kids out of evangelical youth groups, evangelical churches, who come to my institution and they're no different than the rest of culture. They don't think gay marriage is wrong. They don't think homosexual behavior is wrong. I'm having a debate right now within the circles that I run, where they're debating whether or not ministries that wave the rainbow banner with LGBT on the ministry is appropriate within the evangelical church and the evangelical college. And I'm saying, no, that's not appropriate. We need to recognize that God created us imago Dei in his image. We're not the imago dog. We don't have to be defined by our inclinations and our appetites. We have free will and free choice and moral culpability. We are to rise above that, and we are the imago Dei, and that gives us a special, special, exceptional responsibility within God's creation. We can't accept this lie that we're defined by our inclination.
I want to unpack that more with you on another Faith and Freedom program. The book is Not a Daycare, and it is the brand new book of Dr. Everett Piper. He is the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University. And I strongly encourage you to get this book, Not a Daycare. And you can go to notadaycare.com. That's notadaycare.com to order this book and also select other information from Dr. Piper and even have him perhaps as a speaker. Notadaycare.com. Our guest is Dr. Piper. Thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.